if somebody came to see you, you might say, well, just sit down and
make yourself home.
And if talking about putting milk in coffee, you might say, well, some people like it
light, some people like it with cream and sugar, some people.
And then some people like it with nothing in it, and you say they like it
black.
And if you were going to town or something and you didn't want to go alone, you might say, well, come along and go.
Come go with me.
And if a person is not going away from you, you'd say they were coming.
Coming toward you.
And if you've been to town and you saw somebody that you hadn't seen in a long time, you might say, guess who I ran?
Guess who I ran into.
And if you had named your little girl the same name as your sister, for example, you'd say that you had named her...
Named her after her.
And the type of animal that you take when you're going hunting is a...
Dog. Bird dog. Generally, if you bird hunt.
And if you wanted your dog to attack another... Your dog. Oh, sure. If someone wanted their dog to attack another dog or a person or something.
Second.
And a dog that's a mixed breed. You call that dog a...
Call it a mutt or a hound or a Heinz 57.
Yeah. I bet one of those little tiny dog that, one of those high strung type that just bark all the time.
One of those chihuahuas. Chihuahua.
Have you heard anybody call those barky type dogs feist dogs? Feisty dogs?
Feisty? No, I generally think of a feisty dog as one that wants to play all the time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you've heard that used in
right.
Another way then.
Feisty is, mm-hmm. You know, they're rambunctious and mm-hmm. They like to play a lot and everything. High strung or mean or ornery or something like that. You know?
Yeah. Now, if somebody kept insisting on going inside a fence where a watchdog was kept, you might say, you better watch out or you'll get
bit.
And in a herd of cattle, what do you call the male?
Bull.
And the female?
Depends on how old she is.
Ah. Tell me about it. What do you call them when they're young then?
A calf.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure, yeah.
Up until a year, she's a yearling. Under 2 years, unbred, a heifer. Mm-hmm. Over that, generally a mother cow.
Wait a minute. When people, I don't know if you remember this, when people have like two mules that they would...
Team of mules.
Yeah. And, when a cow's about to give birth, people say it's going to...
Getting ready to calve.
And a male horse, you call him...
Stud, stallion.
And a female, you call him...
Mare, or a filly.
And if you didn't know how to ride, you'd say, I have never...
Ridden.
And if you were riding and you took a tumble, you'd say, I fell...
No, I never fell. My horse threw me.
Oh, you never...
You never admit falling off a horse.
Well, if you were to admit that you...
I fell off.
Yeah. And if a little child went to sleep and was in the bed when they went to sleep, and the next morning found himself on the floor, he'd say, I must have...
Must have fallen out of bed.
And... The things that you put on a horse's feet to protect him from the road.
Shoes.
And you nail those shoes to the
hoof.
And four of those would be four.
Horseshoes?
No, I'm sorry. Four of the, what you nail them onto would be.